Welcome to the Tell Janice Radio Show, where you will hear inspiring stories about life, love, and labor from amazing women to help lift you up. Now, here's your host, Janice.
Thanks very much, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you're listening, and I'm sure you're going to learn a lot from our guest today. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you that if you know of a fabulous female that you would like me to give a shout-out to with a few words of encouragement, acknowledgement, or congratulations, please let me know their names by clicking on the link at telljanice.com. Today I have Janet Grace Nelson on the show. I'm so excited. She's a spiritual life coach out of Big Bear Lake. Her company's name is Love Your Life Now. She's an inspirational teacher, empowerment expert, author, and coach. Janet's greatest passion is to inspire others to live the life of their dreams. She coaches you through a deeper understanding of the power within yourself and teaches you to take potential and full possibility to create the life you love. Welcome, Janet, to the show.
Thank you, Janice.
I like to get started on the show with having our guests tell a little bit about themselves. Can you get started with that?
Sure. First of all, I want to thank you for the honor of being on the show with you. It's such an honor to be here with you today and all the great work and the information that you are putting out there in the world. Well, you know, my journey has been a very interesting one. I was in a near-death motorcycle accident 35 years ago, and it taught me so many valuable, precious life lessons and the insights that I gained from that experience, that I continue to gain from that experience, have really helped me to help so many hundreds of thousands of people get through challenges with greater confidence and clarity. So that was the start of my journey.
Wow, that's quite a start. And that was 35 years ago. And how did you recover from that?
I say I was surrounded and was empowered by so much love around me and within me. I knew that the moment I woke from the concussion and breaking over 100 bones in my body, my waking thought was, thank you, God, for this precious gift of life. And I think I live every day from such a place of gratitude. That is one of the deepest, most profound spiritual practices that I empower others to really embrace and use in their life to really create more joy, more happiness, more peace, more freedom, more love. So, yeah, that's...
Wow, that's terrific. So those, all of what you just mentioned, looks like those are your most important spiritual daily practices. And who's your target audience and clients that you work with?
Well, I absolutely love helping amazing conscious people to move forward in their lives. People in transition, whether you're transitioning from one job to another, transitioning from one relationship to another, moving from one career to another. There's so many different times when people stay stuck or stuck in the muck for so much longer than their spirit and their happiness is really there. And so I really help people to step forward and move forward with greater clarity and confidence and courage and really listen to that voice of their own heart. That, you know, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is the life we get this time. And it's really up to us, each one of us, to make it the best life possible. So really helping amazing conscious people that really want to move forward, but they need some tools. They need some support. They need some encouragement. They need some inspiration. So I have private clients and group programs and retreats. I lead sacred retreats in different parts of the world several times a year. And so I really hold your hand in your heart through that time of change that can be so tumultuous that it's easy to let gravity pull you back into the old life. But there's no growth there. There's no real expansiveness in your own soul's growth and evolution. So, yeah, that's really the focus of the clients that I love working with and love helping and love assisting.
Wow, that's so inspirational. So you're leading others through their transition and change.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your sacred ceremony?
Yeah, I lead sacred journeys, sacred retreats in different parts of the world, and I really help people get clear on their intention for what they're being called to experience next in their life. You know, whether it's a deeper relationship with their significant other, or whether they're, and maybe they've been toying with some ideas about writing a book or starting a business or a legacy they'd love to leave behind. And so this last year I took a group to Greece, and we did a beautiful ceremony, a full moon ceremony at the Parthenon. Then we spent some time in Delphi climbing some of the foothills in the mountains there. And then we spent a week on the island of Santorini and did some water ceremonies and some purification and fun. We rented quads and went to visit some really beautiful sacred sites on the island of Santorini, and it was just magical. And this next year I'll be taking a group to Tuscany. We're going to do a wine, women, wisdom, and wealth.
So, oh, that's terrific.
Yeah. So just taking you out of your ordinary environment and really going deeper in some beautiful sacred places around the world.
Well, Janet, how did you come up with all those different places? How did you come up with that kind of method?
Well, I've been leading sacred retreats up here in Big Bear for the last 10 years, and I've actually taken groups to Nepal, South Africa, Sedona. I do a biannual retreat in Sedona, and I've traveled the world. So I thought, well, let's just spread our wings and fly to other places that we'd love to experience. And I actually studied some sacred energy healing and priestess training with a woman that I traveled with her and groups to Malta. I've been to Israel, to southern coast of Italy. So it was really my passion, and I help you to integrate the things that you're most passionate about and then help you to create your life that includes all of those things.
So you're doing something you love.
Yes.
Right. That's terrific. How did you end up in Big Bear Lake? Because you're all over the world. It sounds
well, my former husband and I moved from the Chicago area out to the Los Angeles area 25 years ago. And then when we actually bought a home here, we've been coming here many times a year from Los Angeles. It's only a two-hour drive from the L.A. area. I'm literally looking at the top of these mountains that are at 8,500 feet out my picture window of my home office here, and it's just breathtaking. And I knew after our marriage was complete 10 years ago, I went back to school and got my master's degree and my certification as a life mastery coach. And I'm also an open faith minister. And so I took all the things I absolutely love and transformed my own life through my transitional time. And moved up here full time 6 years ago. And this is what I call home base, and it's absolutely breathtaking.
Well, it is. I think your surroundings have so much to do with your mental state, and when you're surrounded at a lovely place like that, I know it's gorgeous up there. You can't help but be inspired, right?
Yeah.
So absolutely. You're connected to a lot of philanthropic organizations. What is your favorite?
Oh, I actually have two favorites. Horizons International is a wonderful organization that supports orphans of AIDS one child at a time. So I have two amazing children that I have been sponsoring and helping them to get their education for the last 9 years. And that's just a magical, amazing organization. My second favorite, well, they go neck and neck, but the Unstoppable Foundation builds schools and environments for children also in Africa, South Africa and East Africa. And Cynthia Kersey is one of my mentors and teachers, and she is just a beautiful light on this planet and has a vision of having the opportunity for every child to get a good education. So those are my two top favorites.
Those are terrific endeavors for you to be involved in. Just helping children, all of us should be doing just that makes the world a better place for sure. And you mentioned Tuscany coming up. How do people get a hold of you with regards to, you know, your next project? That sounds like that's your next event coming up. How would people get involved with that if they were so inclined?
Oh, thank you, Janet, for asking. JanetGraceNelson.com, and the information will be up on the website in about a month. We're still kind of finalizing all of the magnificent details and the different wineries and the food pairing amazing restaurants that we are engaging with in this particular journey. And so that will be up in about a month. One of the most recent events that I will be speaking at, I'll be one of the keynote speakers at a mindfulness event that's going to be in the Los Angeles area. It's actually going to be in Hollywood, and Wolfgang Puck and his crew is going to be catering this amazing event, and it's really about re-energizing, renewing, restoring, and getting you to that place of a really renewable energy within yourself to really get a kickstart in the new year. So that one's going to be on 1/16/16. So that information will also be on my website very soon. They're finalizing the posters and the information. So those things will also be on my website.
So is that mindful event? Is that what that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's on the 16th of January next year.
Yes.
That's coming up. That sounds terrific. I might just sign up for that.
Yes.
So Jana, it sounds like you do so much. And, you know, when you were starting your career and you had a relationship you had mentioned early on, what kind of impact did that have on your relationship when you were going through everything you were doing and kind of building your life?
Well, actually, I was a jewelry designer for 20 years, and our children are now, my son just turned 30 and my daughter's 31, and my jewelry design business was one that I had started from a spark of an idea, which is what I also teach my clients. You know, the universe's first currency is ideas, and then the money comes. So
right.
I had that jewelry design business for almost 20 years. And then in the transition with my former husband, then I moved into this depth. I got the feather and then the knock, the 2x4 on my head, saying there's something more that you're here to do. And so it really has been in the last 10 years that I've been doing this level of work, my spiritual calling, as it were. And I've also written, my most recent book came out last June. And it's called Putting the Broken Pieces Back Together. And I'll be doing another book launch, and it's going to be available on Amazon in November. And that's really helping people to step out and really live a courageous life, not to live in the shadow of what it is that you're really here to do and to be and to have and to give.
Right, just finding something you love, and then everything seems to fall in place once you do that.
Yeah.
So you mentioned having two children, Janet, and if I was to ask you what one virtue or value that you've tried to instill in your adult children when they were small, what would come first to mind?
That they can create a life that they truly love, and they have the power within themselves to do that. And I'm just screamingly proud of both of them. They are really, truly living a life that they love and doing the work that really reveals their strengths and their passions and their intensity for making a difference in the world.
That's terrific. And then taking it back a little further, if there was one virtue that would first come to mind that your mother instilled in you, what would that be?
Fortitude and persistence. Yeah.
Well, that sounds obvious that she did that with you too. How about your father? Was there influence on the father side too?
My father was my biggest cheerleader. And he was my biggest cheerleader. And he said, you can do anything. Just, you know, what do you love? What do you love? And creativity was a passion for me. So fashion design school was what I really truly loved. And so I stayed the course. So both of them have been hugely influential in my life and in my journey and my path.
Sounds like it. And you were truly blessed to have on both sides, you know, that kind of inspiration growing up.
Yeah.
For the women out there now and all of our daughters and young people, would you have them, because this isn't what you did, you've done so much, would you have them you know, choose a safe career path. I mean, that's kind of what was instilled in me, you know, go the safe route, make it a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. What would you tell those young women out there?
I would tell those young women to follow your heart and let love be your guide. What would you love? And let that energy guide you. You know, there's really two energies that we're making our choices and decisions from, and there's variations of both, but we're either making our choices from fear or we're making our choices from love. And I've made many choices from fear along the way, and I'm here to tell you that making a choice from love is a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun. And when you really are living from that level and making your choices from there, the money does come, the support does come. And even as you're going through a transition, to have something, you don't want to choose something that you don't have, you know, a stable, a roof over your head and food on the table, you know, and then you're, you know, going off into some la-la land. You want to have your structures stable, and then continue to look at the areas and the places that you feel such a strong passion for, and just allow yourself to grow in those areas. And pretty soon, even in the transition from my jewelry design business, which was, you know, my bread and butter, transitioning into my work as a spiritual life coach and a teacher and an author and a speaker, there was a transitional time. So, you know, choosing something that's going to pay the bills and then allowing yourself to have that place to really, I call it the playground of possibilities. Give yourself that permission to play in the playground of possibilities and look for the things that you're really passionate about and just start moving your energy and, you know, volunteer. I've been a mentor for troubled teenage girls for almost 20 years, and then that transitioned into actual being hired by companies that needed that kind of mentorship. So you can volunteer for certain areas to see if that's really what you love to do. So that would be my advice to the young girls.
No, that's terrific advice. I know we're all trying to, as parents, and I'm a parent as well, we try to instill in our children, you know, how to love their life and move forward. I want to ask you again, you mentioned your books, a recent book. Can you tell our audience more about that?
Yes. It's actually Putting the Broken Pieces Back Together. And the subtitle is it's a guide to building a life that's been shattered. So it's really about spiritual principle and practices. It's also a workbook. So I use the ABCs. So acceptance to appreciation, you know, we're all going through challenges, whether we call them little or big, we're all going through challenges every day. And to, you know, go through the principles of acceptance and then believing in yourself and then having clarity and confidence to build courage. And then I interviewed seven extraordinary people who have gone through life-changing experiences, and they shared their journey, their wisdom, their story, and each one of them is incorporated into the different chapters of this book, and it really has become even an educational book for a lot of the different causes that I also am connected to, like the domestic violence shelters. And I work a lot with some of our young men that have come back from the war with their PTSD. And so there's some practices and principles that are incorporated in this book that anyone going through a challenging time can actually incorporate these principles and really feel a shift and a difference in how they are approaching their lives.
Wow, that sounds so inspirational, and using all that you've been through and passing that on to others is terrific, Janet. For our guests, how can they get in touch with you?
My website is an easy way, janetgracenelson.com. And also, I would love to gift every one of your listeners with a free break-free session. It's a 30-minute coaching session with me that really, it's my honor and pleasure to have a conversation that is focused and intentional on where you are in your life and even if you have an inkling about something that you would love to create or a path that you would like to move into, and I'm here to be of service, and it's my honor to help you to navigate through and look at some of the ways that you can actually up-level your life and empower yourself to actually move into that direction with greater ease and greater joy.
Absolutely. That's terrific. And I'm so inspired, Janet. And ladies, I'm so happy that you tuned in today and learned from our amazing, fantastic female guests. And I hope you recognize this as an opportunity to pass their knowledge onto your daughters and friends and share the wisdom of the ages. I'll talk to you again soon. And in the meantime, let's lift each other up, spread the love, and share an attitude of gratitude. Thank you so much, Janet.
Thank you, Janice. Keep doing your beautiful work in the world.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Tell Janice Radio Show. If you'd like to be a guest or suggest a guest for the show, or if you would like to nominate a fabulous female for a shout-out by Janice on the live show, please visit www.telljanice.com. Please share this episode with your social network and help us lift women up. Join us next week for another episode of Tell Janice.